few years ago, a friend of mine had given me a book called The World of Sound. A book all about the physics of sound, and there were these illustrations of a singing flame in this book. One was a Bunsen burner inserted into a glass tube till the tip of the flame hit what's known as a node within the length of the tube, and the air began to rush quickly in and out of the tube, vibrate. And the other showed a specially modified Bunsen burner being stuck right up a large, say 15, 20 foot long steel tube hanging from a ceiling somewhere. And it said this made it sound like peals of thunder. And I thought it would be great to get together an instrument where you had at least an octave of different notes played by fire in this way.
Light the gas. Lower the tube over the flame.
Subtle sound than I'd expected. I did really enjoy playing it, but I wanted more volume, so I went back to the World of Sound book and found that they had activated larger tubes by sticking a piece of gauze, of stainless steel gauze, a couple of inches up from the bottom. I found a really nice old guy out at Castle Cliff who had been saving a piece of special stainless steel gauze down the back of his bench for quite a while and was happy to let me have it because no one was ever going to use it. And this is what that sounded like. I was really happy with the difference in the volume that the gauze made, and found that when you pushed the flame right up till the top of the Bunsen burner was hitting the gauze, the flame gets torn into this fluttering blue ribbon of spark.